Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Babasra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Neuchelin, there are some relatives that are going to receive a Yerusha from a relative that died, Umanchilin. And if they pass away, they will give a Yerusha. Others will receive from them. In other words, there are certain relationships, certain relatives, where they both take and give should the other one pass away. Remember, when there's a nun at the beginning of the word, neichelin, it means receiving. When there's a mem at the beginning of the word, manchil, it means to give. Yesh neichelin are those that receive a Yerusha, umanchilin, and they give a Yerusha. The yesh, there are those that neichelin, there are some relationships where this type of a relative will receive a Yerusha when his relative dies, but v'loy manchilin, he won't give to that relative if he dies. Or manchilin, there are those that give if they die. They would give a Yerusha to someone else, but v'loy neichelin, they won't get. And the fourth category is, and of course the Mishnah will soon explain all of this, v'yaz Hashem, loy neichelin, they don't receive, v'loy manchilin, and they don't give. In other words, this type of a relationship has nothing to do with Yerusha. And now the Mishnah is going to explain all of the four categories. The Elu, the following, Neuchelin, receive a Yerusha, Umanchilin, and they give. Ha'av, Esabonim, a father yarshins from his son. If the son had no children, then the Yerusha goes up to the father. The Pasuk says, Ish, Kiyamis, if a man dies, Uben Einlo, and he has no son, then the Yerusha goes over to his daughter. So if there's a daughter, it doesn't go to his father, it goes to his daughter. But if there is no daughter, we don't say it goes straight to the brothers. We say it goes up to his father. So if Reuven dies, let's say, Shimon and Levi come and say, you want our Yerusha? Yaakov, his father, can say, no, it comes to me. Vayter, says the Mishnah, v'habonim, sons, Esa'ab, they yashin from the father. Here too, the Pasuk says, Ish Kiyamis, if someone dies, Uven Einlin, he has no son, it should go to his daughter. Ah, but if he has a son, the son gets it first? Vayter, says the Mishnah, V'ha'achin min ha'av, brothers from the father, if there are no sons. And if the father is no longer alive. Here, let's listen to this mashal. Reuven and Yosef are both sons of Yaakov, even though they're not from the same mother, but they're from the same father. The Pasuk says, Mi mishpachtoi v'yorash oisa. The mishpacha of the father is called mishpacha. Like it says, l'mishpachaisam l'deis havaisam. Reuven and Yosef have different mothers. Reuven's mother is Leah. Yosef's mother is Rachel. But they have the same father, Yaakov. Reuven died, and let's say he had no children. Now, we know Reuven did have children, but in our mashal, Reuven died and he has no children. The Yerusha goes up to Yaakov. But if Yaakov is no longer alive, it comes automatically back down to Yaakov's sons, who would be Reuven's brother. It would go to Yosef. So v'ha'achin, the brothers, mina'av, will get it from the father. If the father is alive, it goes up to the father and stays by the father. But if Yaakov is no longer alive, then Yaakov like gets it in his keivra and right away gives it to his other children. In this case, if there's Reuven and Yosef, Reuven dies. If he has no children, it goes up to Yaakov and then down to Yosef. So these are the examples of neichelin umanchilin, relationships where they receive a Yerusha and they give a Yerusha. Now we're going to see the second category. Relationships where they receive a Yerusha, but they don't give a Yerusha. Ha'ish es imo, a man yarshins his mother. Now the Pasuk says, V'chal bas yoydesh es nachla mimatas b'nei Yisrael. A daughter gets a nachla from the Shvatim of the B'nai Yisrael. What does it mean from the Shvatim? From two different Shvatim? So it must be talking about a case, says the Batanura, where her father's from one Shevet and her mother's from a different Shevet. So she's going to Yarshin them. So for sure, her son is going to Yarshin her. Now the Pasuk says Matois, not two Matois. It just says Matois, Shvatim. So Matois means two Shvatim, but it's expressed in one word. That's to teach us. Just like when the father dies, the Yerusha goes to the son, and only if there's no son, then does it go to a daughter. The same is true with the mother. The Yerusha goes to the son before the daughter. Okay, so lemaisa, what do we have to know to understand the Mishnah? That a ishas imai, that a man yarshins from his mother, but the mother doesn't yarshin from the son. When the son dies, the yarush does not go to the mother. It's the relatives of the father that are going to yarshin the son if the son doesn't have children. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'ha ish es ishtai, a man yarshins his wife. If his wife dies, he gets the yarusha. The pasuk says beferish v'yarash oisa, he yarshins her. But she doesn't yarshin him. If the man dies, the husband dies, she doesn't get the yerusha from her husband. She does get a ksuba, meaning to say, she gets what was written in the ksuba. And part of what is written in the ksuba is that should she become an almana, she has to be taken care of, she has to be provided for. But she doesn't get it in the form of a yerusha. As a matter of fact, her ksuba would be paid out even before anyone can yarshin anything. So in a way, she's even more secure. But she doesn't get a yerusha. She just gets what it says in the ksuba. So again, what do we have here in the category of receiving but not giving? A person can get from his mother, but he doesn't give back to his mother Yerusha. A husband gets from his wife, but he doesn't give back to his wife Yerusha. And one more, ubnei achoyes. Bnei achoyes, sons of sisters, what does this mean? Let's say his mother's brother died, and then his mother died. The mother's son is going to yarshin through his mother the estate, the Yerusha, of his mother's brother. But he won't give to his mother's brother. If the nephew dies, it doesn't go to the uncle, it goes to the father's family. So again, so these, yarshining from a mother, yarshining from a wife, yarshining from the mother's brother, these are in the category of noichlin. They receive a yerusha, but veloy manchilin, they don't give a yerusha. Vayter says the Mishnah. Now we go to the next category. Those that give a Yerusha, but they don't take a Yerusha. Ha'isha es boneha. A woman gives to her sons, but she doesn't get a Yerusha from her sons. V'ha'isha es baila. A woman gives to her husband. When the woman passes away, her husband yarshins her, but she doesn't yarshin him. V'achei ha'ein. And the mother's brother. The mother's brother can sometimes give to his nephew, as explained earlier. And we'll see more about this later, B'ez Hashem. But the mother's brother will never get from the nephew. These are the people, again, manchilin that give, but v'loy noichlin, they don't receive. And finally, the last category, those that will never pass on a Yerusha or take a Yerusha, only one in this category, v'ya'achim mina'im, brothers from the mother's side only, brothers that share a common mother but not a common father. These brothers, loy noichelin v'loy manchilin, they never receive from each other or give to each other. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. There are four categories. Category number one, those that would receive a Yerusha from a relative and give a Yerusha to a relative. When a son passes away, the Yerusha goes to the father. When the father passes away, the Yerusha goes to the son. And brothers from a common father. If Reuven, let's say, passes away and leaves no children, and Yaakov is no longer alive, so the Yerusha goes like up to Yaakov, it comes right back down to Yosef, who has the same father, even though does not have the same mother. These are the ones that give and take. Category number two, those that would receive a Yerusha from a relative, but they will never give a Yerusha to a relative. A man yarshins from his mother, but his mother doesn't yarshin him. The Yerusha goes to the father's side. A man yarshins from his wife. When the wife passes away, the husband yarshins her. He receives the Yerusha, the inheritance from his wife. She does not receive his inheritance, although, as we explained, she does get her ksuba. And that's paid out even before the Yerusha. And one more in the category of noichelim v'loy manchilin, of those who receive but don't give, ubnei achoyes. If his mother's brother dies, and his mother is no longer alive, the son is going to get the Yerusha. The nephew will get the Yerusha. But there is no possible way for the nephew to die and somehow for the Yerusha to go back up to his mother's brother. Then we have the next category of those who give but don't take. A mother gives to her son but doesn't get Yerusha. A woman gives to her husband but doesn't get Yerusha. And this mother's brother, he gives but he doesn't take. And finally, the last category, where they're related but there's no kirva in terms of Hilchus Yerusha. And these would be brothers who have a common mother but not a common father. They neither give or take in terms of Yerusha.